The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes, so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
It's been a while since I woke up earlier, no? So last week, the theme of the gospel is about Jesus as the good shepherd. He uses the image of a good shepherd to illustrate our relationship to him as the shepherd and we as God's flock. And God wants to have a personal and intimate relationship with every person. And now, the theme of the gospel is about Jesus as the vine, and we are the branches. Our relationship to Christ can be described by comparing it to a relationship we are familiar with. The scripture uses a number of images to describe our relationship to Christ. He is the king, and we are the subjects. He is the sheep, he is the shepherd. We are the sheep. He is the head. We are the body. He is the vine, and we are the branches. And this is one of the best images that Jesus uses to describe our relationship to him. The vine and the branches concept makes an ideal image because it is filled with parallels to our relationship with Christ. A branch grows through its connection with the vine, and we grow because our connection, our relationship with Jesus. A branch is nothing apart from the vine, and we can do nothing apart from him. A branch draws strength from the vine, and we become strong through Christ. Jesus prunes the fruit-bearing branches to make them bear more fruit. He removes the fruitless branches, and they are burned. Through continual pruning, the fruitfulness of the vine is increased. The branches that abide in the vine, those who are truly in Christ, are blessed. They grow, and they bear fruit. And it is a beautiful image of the Christian life and an authentic Christian disciple. Jesus' disciples are quite aware of how grapes grow. They know that the vine is essential for the growth of the branches. They would have also seen how the vine growers prune the dead and useless branches away from the vine so that the healthy branches can have a fuller share in the sustaining nutrients flowing from and through the vine. And if the branches are not pruned, the good branches would not produce as rich a harvest as they could. It was necessary to prune the branches so that the vine could pump the nutrients to branches which bear much fruit. And we are the branches which must remain attached to the vine. Without being bound to the Lord, we will not bear fruit. We too must often be pruned of our deadness so we can bear and produce a rich harvest, not just for ourselves, but also for others. It is not enough to be a branch on the tree. There must also be fruit produced. And the fruit that Jesus speaks of is simply evidence of a relationship with Him. Jesus invites us into a relationship, an intimate sharing of His life. And that is why we can bear fruit if we are taking the nourishing vine connected in our life. And the second reading gives us an indication about the fruit that we must produce. It is love, not only in word or speech, but also in deed and truth. Most of us know the importance of pruning, especially those who love gardening. But all of us here know the value of love and know the meaning of love. We know the importance of an embrace or a hug or just a pat on someone's shoulder. We know the risk of contentment, the danger of taking one another for granted. We know about love. Love expressed in action is louder than love spoken in just plain words. And our love of God and neighbor must be reflected through our actions. And we have to mean it. Love in action is an evidence of being an authentic Christ disciple. And this is what happened in our first reading. Here, the Christians in Jerusalem are afraid of Saul because they do not know if Saul is a Christ's disciple or still a persecutor of Christians. And it takes the testimony of Barnabas, whom they trusted, to convince them that Saul or Paul is sincere. Barnabas witnesses that Paul had a direct encounter with Jesus, and that he was willing to put himself at risk by speaking boldly in the name of the Lord. Saul was willing to speak the truth even in the midst of hostility. But his words were not enough for the people to believe him. Only later, when he really proved his love of Jesus by his total service of the community, were they ready to accept him. When he spoke out so strongly for Jesus that his life was threatened and his fellow Christians had to send him away to a safer place, then they knew he was for real. Then they knew that he is Christ's disciple. When his faith bore fruit, when his love was shown in action, then they knew that Jesus was his Lord. Truly, his was a fruitful and productive life. We are a people of productivity. It is most part the standard of how we live and the measure of our success. It is built in our lives everywhere. And productivity is the basis of our economic system. Those who produced are rewarded and get more, and those who do not are thrown away. Like for example, in our educational system, students who do well and produce are recognized. while those who do not are not getting any attention. In our career and promotions, employees who are productive are promoted. Because of this, we might be tempted to see ourselves as independent and industrious, that we can do anything with our own effort. Sometimes we think we can bear fruit alone. We become independent because we think we are strong or clever. Or sometimes we look at fruit we have borne in the past and think we can do it alone. We forget God. We don't need Him. We must abandon entirely the idea that we earn everything on our own, that all our accomplishments and produce are the fruits of our labor. In the gospel, Jesus offers us a challenge, to challenge us to this way of thinking, of being independent. For Jesus says, "Without me, you can do nothing." We are Christians. We carry the name of Christ. We bear the name of Christ in our identity. If you remove the word Christ in the word Christian, it leaves us the letters I-A-N. I am nothing. We are nothing without Christ. Take a look at the different aspects of your life, your relationships, whether you are married or single, or maybe you're part of a religious life, or being a son or daughter, an employee or an employer. Whatever your situation is, we really cannot do anything without the help of God. We cannot bear fruit apart from the nourishing vine of Christ. Jesus invites us to remain in Him because He remains in us. We are the branches, and He is the vine, and we cannot bear fruit if we are separated from Him. Even the strongest branch cannot bear fruit independent from the tree. Even we think we are strong and clever enough, we will not bear fruit. Part of abiding or remaining in Christ is following His commandments, as St. John tells us in our second reading. The fruit that will develop from our relationship with Christ will manifest in the work that will bear fruit through living out God's commandments. It will manifest in our works by loving God and by loving our neighbor. It is through the way that we live that people will inspire to follow Christ, whom we discovered in our life. Our actions should be so inviting that others will be grafted unto the vine and receive the same life-giving nourishment from the vine of Christ. To bear much fruit, we have to place ourselves and get as close to the vine of Christ as we can. We know that pruning or grafting will hurt the plant at first. But in the long run, this same plant will really bear much fruit. And this also applies in our life. This also applies to us. We must allow ourselves to be pruned by the loving hand of God. In this way, whatever bad things we have, it will be thrown out. It will be withered and will be put into fire. Jesus is the vine, and we are the branches. Apart from the vine, we cannot do anything. We will not bear fruit. But fruitfulness is not a matter of being weak or strong, being productive or not, clever or foolish, brave or weak. But rather, fruitfulness is measured by our faithfulness to remain in Christ, to remain in that relationship, no matter what situations we find ourselves in. The gifts or talents The virtues or attitudes, our accomplishments and rewards are nothing and will not bear fruit if we detach ourselves from Jesus. So let us ask ourselves, are we really living branches attached on the nourishing vine of Christ? Or are we trying to do everything on our own?